This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us when we're live, that's 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to take us with you as you travel, we have a telephone listen line that works great. Actually, we have many telephone listen lines, but let me give you one of those numbers, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Rhodes Carter of Iron Edison. Welcome, Rhodes.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. You know, I'm getting ready to go to a conference, and it's the RK Prepper Show in Kansas City, Missouri. So Dr. Richard Allen Miller, one of our senior instructors, will be there. Dr. Joel Wallach, senior instructor, will be there. Matt Stein, senior instructor, will be there. Storm and Norman Cantwell will be there. Let's see. Craig Douglas will be there. And I'll be there. There'll be six of us from USA Prepares at least. And we're going to be on stage, and we're going to be talking about all kinds of preparedness types of things. And that's at the KCI Expo Center in Kansas City, Missouri, Saturday and Sunday. So I'm excited about that. And so I'm ready to go. Looking forward to meeting some of the team. And I'm excited about the prospects of, you know, you and I broadcasting live from the same studio or from an event together. And that'll be fun as well, Rhodes.
Yeah, and those prepper expos are always a great time. You know, you learn quite a bit of neat stuff. There's actually one coming up at the end of October here in the Denver area that myself and a few others from Iron Edison are going to be at doing some presentations about solar energy systems and things like that. So if you're in the Denver area, be sure to check that out. I don't have the details in front of me, but I could look them up and have them for you later in the show.
Okay. Well, please do that, because as the event gets closer, I want to make sure that our class is aware of where you're going to be and they can meet you in person and bring their notes with them and get all their questions answered. So yeah, please let me know, you know, when, you know, a week out or so, and we'll be glad to help you with that and make sure that, that we get the message out, you know, to all of those who are interested in attending. You know, we talked about different types of solar systems in the past. And, of course, you're a systems designer with IronEdison.com, the very same IronEdison.com that I purchased our solar system from. And I'm delighted. I'm delighted with the quality, the delivery, the expertise, the telephone support. And that's why I've invited Iron Edison to be instructors. Brandon Williams, the CEO, Rhodes Carter, and actually, I think we've had at one time or another almost every member of the team, except for the new hires, right, on the air with us.
That's right. Yeah, I think it was a couple months ago now. We did a couple shows with you, kind of a roundtable format, where we had most, if not all, of our system design staff on talking about various aspects of solar and renewable energy and energy storage in general.
Mm-hmm. So today we will talk about grid-tied system, off-grid system, hybrid system, batteries, and also who is interested in buying these systems. I know the phone rings at Iron Edison, and I'm very curious who are interested in buying an off-grid or a grid-tied or a hybrid system. What can you share with us, not specific names and addresses, but walks of life and why? Why are they, are people calling you do-it-yourselfers? Are they people who are saying, I don't know enough about this, but, you know, I trust you to design that system, and, you know, here's what I want. What are those phone calls like?
Our customers cover the entire gamut of energy storage needs. Everything from someone who has a small one-room hunting cabin that's completely off the grid that needs just to power a couple lights, maybe a radio, to the other end of the spectrum. We're getting calls from the utility companies looking for large-scale energy storage solutions to do things like grid smoothing, production. Shifting, peak load shaving, things like that. So we have customers looking for, you know, a very small battery up to batteries that fill several 40-foot shipping containers. So really, it's just a broad spectrum of interest and people looking for various, not only renewable energy systems, but just energy storage solutions in general.
Mm-hmm. When I was in California, we had a company, we did a startup, and we manufactured satellite communications equipment. And one of the things that we did was we had like events at our company, and we would invite people who were interested in that technology at the time to come on over and meet with other people who were interested in that technology and with us, and we trained them. Do you have any plans for that in the future? I know we have not discussed any of this, but do you have thoughts about in doing the kind of training that you'll do at a Preparedness Expo, but at your location?
Not necessarily at our location here in the Denver area, but you know, certainly at you know, Preparedness Expos, other trade shows. It's actually very common for us to give an hour or so presentation to kind of give people a primer as to what is a solar or a renewable energy system, because there's a lot of misconceptions out there as far as, oh, I'm just going to get some solar panels, put them on my roof, and if the grid goes down, no problem. My solar panels are going to power the house. Life is wonderful, but that isn't necessarily the case all the time.
Yeah. I remember that I experimented the very first time with two Kyocera solar panels and some large truck batteries, the kind that tractor-trailer truck batteries, and I hooked them up with a solar charge controller, and I had an inverter. I had all the components, but what I found out very quickly, and this was many, many years ago when I lived in Virginia, what I found out very quickly was I didn't have enough watts of solar panels. And the batteries that I used, the lead-acid truck batteries, although they were large and they were heavy, they did not have the life expectancy that I was hoping for. They lasted maybe a year, and that was it. So what I learned about was depth of discharge. You take those batteries down to, you know, 50% or lower of charge, and you destroy the lifespan of those batteries if you get below 50%. If you take them dead to dead, you know, many times, you've just destroyed your battery bank. So there are some things that you need to learn. And back then, there wasn't as much information available. There were fewer people to call. Have you heard of stories like that as well, where people have experimented and said, you know, I know a lot of things that don't work?
Yes, we have had quite a few calls from customers, you know, with similar stories to what you just described, where, you know, they really are not solar experts or just getting into it. They think, well, if I got a battery, I can discharge it until the lights turn off on their own and then just charge it back up again. Yes, you can do that, but your battery, like you, just as you experienced, you might get a year or so of life out of it. And that's about it. That's pretty typical with lead acid and a lot of the other battery chemistries that are available today. The deeper you discharge it, the fewer cycles, a charge-discharge cycle you're going to get from it. You know, it sounds like you probably discharged your truck batteries, you know, 70, 80% potentially. And with a lot of lead acid batteries, you might get 200 to 500 cycles in the life of the battery, and that's it. But if you only did a 30% depth of discharge, where you only use the top third of the capacity, for example, you could get 1,000 to 2,000 cycles out of that exact same battery.
Mm-hmm. Interesting thing about that, when you say 200 cycles, what I experimented with was, let's charge these batteries, and it was a 12-volt system, and let's run a refrigerator, and let's see how long it lasts. Well, it lasted a half a day. I was able to run a refrigerator for one half of one day, which didn't work. And when you say 200 cycles, if there are 365 days in a year, and each one of them is bright and sunny, which was generally not the case, I would get less than a year's worth of use out of those batteries if I discharged them too far. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, exactly. You discharge your batteries too much, and also you mentioned earlier didn't have enough solar. Probably the biggest misconception I see with people who have a battery-based solar system, they think that their home is solar-powered. But really the mindset you need to have is that your home is actually battery-powered, and you just have a solar battery charger.
You know, let me share with the class an analogy that I'd like to get your opinion on. So we have a backhoe. And here at the farm, and it uses two large number 31 size lead acid batteries. So they're like a diesel truck might use this size battery. So there's two of them, and that's what's necessary to turn the starter. And in the past, we found that we'll go out there and we'll need to use this backhoe, and the backhoe is generally not parked right by the back door. It's parked where it's a little more pleasant to not see it. And so we walk over to the backhoe and get into it and turn the ignition switch. And, you know, sometimes it would not want to start. And it's tempting. It's really tempting to say, yeah, I think it can do it. I think. And it grinds down to where the starter can't turn anymore. We think that just maybe it'll start, but by doing that a bunch of times, we're destroying our battery, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. If the engine won't turn over, the battery's already dead. You're just making it worse.
Yeah, and the next time you charge it, it won't come back to as good as it was before, and the next time you do it, it'll be even worse and worse and worse, and pretty soon, it's new battery time. So the point is, if you're in a situation like that, maybe you ought to just try charging it so that you don't damage it further. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rose Carter's with us. Rose, I want to share a quick story with you. You know, we yesterday we talked about Hewlett-Packard, and they have a software update that they've been providing for their printer customers. And when some of their printer customers got the update, they found out that the printer cartridges that they were using in their Hewlett-Packard printers no longer worked, and they got error messages. And the cartridges that didn't work were not were those that were not Hewlett-Packard branded. So some customers were pretty upset, and they called the ink cartridge manufacturers and said, "Hey, what's going on?" And one manufacturer got about 1,000 phone calls. And so we called for a boycott against Hewlett-Packard across the board, every Hewlett-Packard product. And last night I was reading a story that there was so much outrage that Hewlett-Packard apologized, literally apologized for the error of their ways. They have a software update that will be forthcoming that will fix the problem of them requiring you to buy a Hewlett-Packard branded printer cartridge for use with their printers. So what happened was there are a number of people, including those of us at USA Prepares, who have decided to take action, and Hewlett-Packard decided that, you know what, they've damaged their customer confidence, they've damaged their customer trust, and they can't have that continue. So they're fixing the problem. So I wanted to thank our class. Isn't that cool?
That is very cool. You know, I spent a number of years as an IT director before I got into the solar industry, and stories like that, unfortunately, are not uncommon. Mm-hmm. So I am very cautious with software updates because of things like that.
You know, that's a really good point. I'm running an old version of Windows here in the studio, and I keep getting reminded, update, update, and I go, I think I'm okay, thank you very much. And I just don't do it because I don't, you know, update doesn't mean necessarily everything is going to be fixed and repaired and we are going to be better off as a result, because I remember in the days when I was in computer technology, and sometimes updates made things worse. So,
absolutely. If it's the latest, doesn't necessarily mean it is the greatest. That's kind of the motto I went by in my IT days. And I definitely test any updates before deploying them to the systems I maintained. And several times averted a disaster because of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And in that line of thinking, I want to share with you something I did, because we're going to be talking about GridTie next. We had a bunch of expos, and early in the expo era, there was an exhibitor who had a grid tie inverter, and he had a turbine and a grid tie inverter, and that was it. So I ended up with this, brought it home, and I plugged in the grid tie inverter to a solar array. I hooked it up and, you know, I patted myself on the back. Actually, probably pulled my shoulder out of socket, patting myself on the back, because this was really quick and easy. Plugged it in and this was working, and I could see the blinking lights and everything was great. And then I looked at my electric bill and it went up. It went up. And the reason it went up is because our particular electric cooperative charges by the watt, and they don't care where the watts come from. They don't care if you generate them or they generate them, but they charge for them. So I was feeding electricity into the grid, and they were charging me at retail for the watts I was generating. 10 cents a watt, I was paying them to provide them with electrical current. So those are two little stories about, you know, even though you think you got it figured out, and even though you read on the internet that, you know, you can make your meter go backwards by doing this, I'm here to tell you, I know for a fact that that is not always the case. Can you comment on that, Rose Carter?
You learned the hard way there, yes. If you're going to do a grid-tied renewable energy system, a wind turbine like you did, or solar like many, many Americans are doing, first of all, you do need to have a net metering agreement with your local utility. And, of course, that is assuming that they do offer that where you live. There's a few places in the country where net metering is not available or no longer available. And then, secondly, they have to give you a bidirectional meter, so the meter knows that the energy is going out to them instead of coming in from them. So your bill doesn't get screwed up like yours did.
So, you know, Edison knew about 8,000 ways to make a light bulb that didn't work, did not work well. You know, we learned some of those things, too, here at USA Prepare. So, I'm delighted to be able to share with you some of
Think
ours.
About this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Rhodes Carter's with us. IronEdison.com. And the reason that I shared those stories with you about my experiences with the early days of solar is so that you don't have to make the same mistakes. And, Rhodes, would it be okay if if our class contacts Iron Edison, if they're interested in pursuing solar power and are interested in not making some of the same mistakes that I've made. Is that okay if they contact Iron Edison?
Absolutely, Vincent. That's really, you know, as a system designer, I would say probably 50% of my day is spent on the phone with customers, just like our listeners today. Just helping them to understand what they're getting into with a solar system, you know, the benefits and the cons to a solar system. I'm not the type of person, and all of us at Iron Edison actually are not the type that are just going to cram a solar system down your throat, pull the wool over your eyes, and get your money and run. No, we want you to fully and completely understand the system you're going to get or the system you're looking at, find out what your ultimate goals are, and help you to achieve those goals. That's really what I like to do when I'm talking to people.
Are there, when you get calls, do you get calls about from people who are absolutely determined to buy a specific brand of equipment? They've done some research and they've figured it out, and that's the only brand they would consider, even if there's a better alternative that you have in mind. Do you get those kind of calls, and then you have to spend some time sharing with them the other choices and why they might want to consider other options? Does that happen?
Periodically, I wouldn't say it's a frequent occurrence. Usually when people are calling, they're kind of just starting out down the road of having a solar or self-sustaining renewable energy system. So really, they're for the most part going to be open-minded and welcome any knowledge and input to really get what they ultimately want. The people who do periodically call in and, you know, just say, yes, I want this system and I'm not going to consider anything else, most of the time, that system they want will actually work just fine for them.
That's what happened with me. I did a lot of research, and I determined what brand, what model, and I called your CEO. I was on the phone with him, and we talked about it. And I had in my mind exactly what I wanted to purchase, and he came up with the same exact solution. I mean, exactly. And I was really impressed with that. So I didn't bias him, I don't think, but I knew what I wanted, and that's what he recommended as well, and it worked out great.
So no, the system that you're putting in at your farm there, Vincent, it is a great system. It's a very robust, versatile, flexible system that will do a lot of things. It's kind of a Swiss Army knife, if you will, of solar systems these days.
And, class, if you're wondering what it is, it's the Snyder Electric system. So if you if you're interested, it's quite impressive in terms of quality and construction and design. Snyder Electric. Now, that doesn't mean it's the only system. It just happened to be the one that fit all of the criteria that I was looking for. So, Rose, let's talk about grid tie. That's one of the types. There's a grid tie system, there's the off grid, and there's hybrid. What is a grid tie system?
Well, grid-tied systems are just that. It's a system that's tied to the electrical grid. And probably the biggest misconception people have is with a grid-tied solar system, if you have a blackout, a grid outage, for whatever the reason may be, your solar system is going to go dark as well. The main reason being a grid-tied system, it's very simple, very basic. You've got solar panels and an inverter, and that's it. There's nothing else to the system at all. There's no type of energy storage mechanism at your home. So the way that system is going to work is when the sun's shining, the sun hits the solar panels, they're going to produce as much energy as they can. That energy is then going to go into your circuit breaker box in your home, power any of your electrical loads that you have at that exact second in time. And any surplus that there is then going to leave your breaker box flowing backwards through your power meter, spinning your meter backwards, assuming that you have the correct power meter and you have a net metering arrangement. Unlike Vincent learned the hard way, as we mentioned earlier. And then you're going to rack up a credit, typically in kilowatt hours. And then when the sun goes down, your solar array is no longer producing energy, and your home is then going to pull energy back in from the grid, and you're going to consume that kilowatt hour credit that you accumulated during the day, earlier in the day. That's, in a nutshell, how a grid-tied system works. You know, again, there's no energy storage device, so if the grid goes down, your solar system, actually, it's required by the National Electric Code to shut down as well. So you're not going to have any type of fault tolerance and backup power with just a grid-tied system and a grid outage.
And the reason that it's required that your system shut down if the grid goes down is because the linemen up on the power lines restoring down power lines or working on the power lines could be electrocuted because you are feeding the grid that they normally would consider being disconnected while they're working on it, but you could be feeding it with power that you're generating.
Exactly.
And the same is true with a generator. Same is true with a generator. The last thing you want to do is apply your generator's power to the grid and electrocute, you know, utility line workers. So you need to make sure that that does not happen. So what is the cost if someone wanted to just experiment? And I see no reason why experimentation is not a viable option just to get one's feet wet in this. What is a typical cost to have some solar panels and a grid-tied inverter to experiment with? Do you have a feel for that?
There's really no such thing as typical in the solar world. Everyone's electrical needs are different. Probably the most common question I get, people will call and say, I've got, you know, an average single-family home. How much is this going to cost? Well, I need to know how much energy you use. That's really the big determining factor on properly sizing a solar system. The average American single-family household is going to draw typically about 30 kilowatt hours of energy a day. I talk to people that may use 10 kilowatt hours a day, and I talk to people that use up to 100 kilowatt hours a day. So really it boils down to how much energy that you're going to be consuming to properly size a solar system. A grid-tied solar system, you're looking at probably, I haven't checked the national averages lately, but around $4 to $6 per watt of solar array. And household grid-tied solar systems can range from 2 to 7 kilowatts. So, you know, you're looking at the price of, you know, similar to a, you know, economy car. That's probably a good, you know, easy comparison to kind of put people in the right ballpark.
You know, when you said 30 kilowatts a day, that's what you find is as an average. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's the national average, last I checked, is 30 kilowatt hours per day is the consumption of an average single-family American home.
Okay, and I'm right about on that average, as you and I have discussed in the past. But the difference is, I believe we're a little more efficient than the average because we're running an entire farm. We're running a business on 30 kilowatts a day, not just, you know, a residence. And another component of this is we have cows who sometimes drink from a water well that we provide electricity, and they will drink 30 gallons of water a day each. So that's 3,000 gallons of water that we have to pump a day when they're drinking water. And then we have the, you know, the radio studio and the computers and the lights and the dishwasher and the freezers and the refrigerator and, you know, all the other things that, you know, you have at home in addition to all the equipment that we have to maintain and keep running. So we're running a shop, a farm, cattle waterers, and a radio broadcasting studio, all from this 30 kilowatts a day. So in our case, 30 kilowatts a day at 10 cents a kilowatt is $3 a day.
You're doing very well, actually, for only, you know, from all those electrical loads you just rattled off and doing 30 kilowatt hours a day. That's very impressive. You're doing a good job.
Well, we're very concerned about efficiency and everything, all kinds of efficiency. And that's why I was delighted to chat with Brandon Williams of Iron Edison, because he understood what we were trying to do and he's willing to take the time to make sure that we got, you know, the right equipment to do what we're trying to do. So as we discuss the grid-tied system, that's the basic system, but what it does not provide, just to recap, it does not provide you energy in the event that the grid goes down. The grid goes down and there is no reserve. It's gone. Electricity is instantaneous, and when the grid goes down, that instant is when you stop having electricity because you don't have a way of storing it, and that would be in some kind of a battery backup kind of a system, right?
So you need- That's correct. Yep, and that's basically is what you're going to be doing as well in, at, there at the farm. You have the grid. You've been using it for quite a while, but you need to add a battery backup component. So when the stuff does hit the fan, you can still turn your lights on.
Well, let's talk about our system. So what we have now is some lead acid batteries because I am looking to be able to pay for the batteries that I would like. So are you finding that other people are doing the same thing, that they're doing it in two steps? One, using lead acid batteries as a short-term step before they go to the more expensive route of nickel iron or another kind of battery?
Lead acid batteries have been the standard, unfortunately, in the solar world since the solar industry really began back in the 70s, or off-grid solar systems really took off. They're relatively inexpensive, they're mass-produced, but they don't have a very long life expectancy, and of course they're very toxic, as I'm sure you know. So that's kind of been the go-to for the industry for many, many years, and still it kind of is. It is kind of the dominant main battery chemistry out there, but just because it is the main go-to choice doesn't mean it's the best.
Yesterday, I was at Walmart, and the reason I was at Walmart is because one of the types of batteries that I bought several years ago was lead-acid batteries for one of our trucks, and they have a 3-year free replacement. 5-year life expectancy, where they have a prorate for 5 years, but 3 years of its free replacement. And I've never had a 5-year battery last 5 years. It doesn't happen. They get to the point where they can't start the vehicle just around 3 years. And that's the way it's been working for us. It's not like we don't maintain them. We'll be right back.
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon or warm and serve. Life-saving ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
Oh God, you're.
When you go to the
season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rhodes Card is with us. And Rhodes, the reason I was mentioning this this piece about the truck batteries is because typically we found with diesel engines, diesel tractors, trucks, and heavy equipment, 3 years is about all we get out of these batteries. And it's not that we don't keep them charged. It's not that we don't maintain them and, you know, check the fluid levels, electrolyte levels, and so forth. The reason I'm mentioning that is I want to make sure that our class understands that if we're using lead-acid batteries, if I get 3 years typically out of them, you know, if we get 7 years, that would be pretty darn good. And I want to make sure our class is prepared for that if they're expecting that this is going to be a lifetime purchase, just getting lead-acid batteries at your local battery outlet or Walmart or auto store or wherever you might get them, 7 years is about all they're going to get, right?
If that, and I should probably also point out that with lead-acid batteries, you can't just take a typical starter battery from a car that you pick up at an auto parts store. It's a completely different type of lead-acid battery that's called a shallow cycle, where it's really designed to deliver a lot of amps instantly to start an engine. Renewable energy, solar systems, you want a deep cycle battery. It's not going to necessarily deliver, you know, hundreds and hundreds of amps to drive the starter of a motor, but it'll deliver fewer amps over a longer period of time and be much better suited for a renewable energy application.
And we're going to be talking about battery technologies in this second hour more in depth. So let's go to from grid tie. That would be an entry-level system, the least expensive, and maybe something you can learn with. But you're going to quickly want to get off that, I would think, and get toward more like an off-grid system or a standalone photovoltaic system with a battery, with a battery bank, so that you can ride out these outages. I mean, that's why we're doing it. We want to make sure that when the grid goes down, we keep going, and our animals don't die, and we don't die. I mean, that's really the plan. So, can you share with us what an off-grid system is?
An off-grid system is much more complicated and elaborate than the grid-tied system we mentioned earlier. The grid-tied system, again, really all it's going to do for you is help negate your power bill. That's it. An off-grid system, that's going to be handy when you have no grid connection, or maybe you do, but you want to have some fault tolerance with a battery backup so that you can keep your entire home or just critical loads up and running during a grid outage. And again, like I said earlier, an off-grid system, really don't think of it as a solar system. Think of it as a battery system. You're actually powering all of your loads from a battery, and then you just have a solar system that's recharging the battery. And not necessarily solar. You could have a wind turbine like you've experimented with in the past, micro hydro, any combination of those that are just going to recharge the battery, and then your battery powers the house as you need it.
As you mentioned this, I was just thinking very quickly, how many of us here at USA Preparers have off-grid systems? We've got Gwyneth, these are instructors, USA Preparers instructors, Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia, who calls me once a week off-air. She's got one. Kyle Harris lives off the grid. Rich Sheban in Montana lives off the grid. And Greg Lesher in Utah, all instructors, all living off the grid. And they've been doing it for years. And it works. But you have to plan, right? You just can't assume that you're going to run that toaster, the electric clothes dryer, the electric stove, the electric hot water heater off solar if you have a system that is affordable for most people.
That's right. Yeah, you do need to do a lot of planning and make sure your energy loads are adequate so that you can power your home with it.
And do you teach people how they can shed those watts off their typical electric oven and electric hot water heater and those kind of things to save money on the solar system, which you save a lot of money by changing that hot water heater or changing that electric stove. Do you go through those details with your
clients?
That's
the first step we do. We go through and do a very detailed energy audit, find out where your energy is being used, and cut as loads as much as possible. Every dollar you spend on energy efficiency upgrades can equal $5 in savings on a solar system.
Okay. Let's talk more about that when we come back. And batteries. Rhodes Carter, IronEdison.com. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.